Barcelona. She was not the one who let you kiss her behind the fake palms at the wedding reception. She was not the one who went with you to Star Trek number whatever and your knees bumped together and struck intergalactic sparks in the back row. She was not even the one who did your loads of laundry in college and typed 2.5 term papers for you and cried at the bus station while it was snowing like a scene from a bad novel. The one you'll remember until you stop remembering is the girl who sat beside you in 8th grade biology. And she kept smiling, sunbeams of encouragement, as you dropped and fumbled the scalpel. And she had brown hair and an implied continent of freckles and a short dress and skinny legs. And all the boys said Chrissy was too nerdy because she got 100s on all the quizzes and had a rock and mineral collection at home that she dared to discuss over a half pint of milk at the cafeteria lunch table. Together you took apart the fetal pig, and it seems as if yesterday becomes today, because in your mind it is like you were married to Chrissy for those 2 piggy days in that class, more than anyone else you've known before or since. From snout to curled tail, she wasn't girl-like, yuck, or gross, but right there with you, observing the wonderful and frightening bits and pieces, such as sprawling liver, thumb-sized kidneys, and tracing out the vast deferens and inguinal canal, and you were accidentally brushing foreheads and touching each other's still smooth hands, and those trusty knees came together beneath the table in a way that did just about everything except make a baby. And that wasn't actually necessary, because his unnamed boyfriend and girlfriend, your pig dissection discoveries were the equivalent of your own offspring, nursed with fumes of formaldehyde and careful forceps pull and tweezers squeeze until you put the remains in a bag at the end of the last day and dropped them in the hazardous waste container. Then it was time for lab reports to be written, grades to be entered in Mr. Bender's book, and for everyone to move on to another project. You got a B, and Chrissy nailed the A, and she said she was sorry, and patted you on the back. An entirely new gesture from her that moved you, but you couldn't say so. It was just a pig, you told her, but even then you knew it wasn't, and that you would never ask her to a dance or see much of her again after this class. The pig was everything, heaven and earth and love and brief roses with no sequel. Years later, you heard that Chrissy was an indie singer with a single in play. Then the band fell from FM grace. She faded away and moved to Barcelona, of all places, where you hope, really hope. She is shaking a tambourine, as well as her long brown hair, and that late at night, she still takes out her rocks and turns over some of the interesting ones she has collected along the way.